This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Hi, Dodge. Federal Reserve Chairwoman Janet Yellen submitted her resignation Monday as a member of the Board of Governors for the Federal Reserve System. This is effective upon the swearing-in of her successor as chair in February. So what's your take on this and how would it impact policy?
It's incredible, Joyce. Trump will, in his first year of office, has a chance to fill five positions on the seven-member Fed board, in addition to his picking Powell to be the next Fed chairman. Lyle Brennard will be the only one that he hasn't nominated. And so he has a tremendous chance here to direct the monetary policy. The board has three vacancies that he's already looked to tap Utah financier Randall Quarles. He's also talking about Mohammed El-Erian, the former chief executive of Pacific Investment Management. Now, he has he doesn't have educationally backed experience as much as he has Wall Street experience. And so this will change some of the makeup of the Fed going forward. But it will be very interesting to see who he will pick. He already has indicated for Kansas State Banking Commissioner Michelle Bowman to be considered for the seat that's typically reserved for someone with community banking experience. So he's already beginning to make moves. So far, those he has chosen have had real experience, real financial experience. And so I think that there'll be a move towards that too. And I think Yellen's done a terrific job in protecting the U.S. economy, and I think that will bear the Fed in very good stead for the next year to 18 months. So this will give Trump a chance to pick the people, but he has a huge chance, and we'll see if he's going to take advantage of it. If he can choose people with the right experience and rely on them to make the decisions and to guide the U.S., then he will do what a good leader should be doing.
Do you see this having any repercussions on the U.S. dollar?
Oh, yes, I do. I do see it. I think there's going to be a transition as we get into the second quarter of next year. I also see a transition for the yield curve that we're seeing for the 2-year and the 10-year. It's been flattening. It's now 20 basis points in the last 3 weeks. And in November, it's on track for the biggest monthly flattening since February of 2016. So we're going to see, probably in January, we're going to see an inversion in the yield curve. And this will be the prelude to a potential recession in 7 out of the 7 occasions in the last 50 years. So it does give a more negative outlook for the U.S. dollar and for the U.S. economy. But it remains to be seen whether it will follow history.
U.S. dollar aside, cryptocurrency's value is up more than 700% this year. Bitcoin has soared past U.S. dollar $8,000. People are saying that there are concerns that Bitcoin could lead to a financial crisis. Your thoughts on this?
Not sure that it'll lead to a financial crisis. I do think it's an area of opportunity, and as the Japanese word Atari says, opportunity is also risk. A great deal of risk. I think we're seeing some of the bigger players, including Goldman Sachs and the CME, the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, getting involved. So, yes, I don't think Bitcoin will necessarily be the ultimate winner in cryptocurrency. I think that needs it's in its infancy at this point, Joyce, which means that there will be a lot of risk and opportunity. It needs to grow and to develop into some kind of traditional historical perspective, which we don't have now. It will be an important part of the future of our markets and certainly in the world markets. But it remains to be seen whether or not it's going to be more of a risk than a reward. Right now, I'm in between. What we're seeing in our clients and people here in the U.S., they're interested in participating in the beginning, but not in a great deal of, and not at high level. In other words, take some risk just to see how it plays out and to get the experience of how the Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies are going to trade or react into the market and how it's going to fit in with the rest of the market. But it's in its infancy. It's much too soon to tell whether or not it's going to be more of a risk or more of a reward.
Speaking about the market, the U.S. market, there are thoughts that it's clearly near to a top. That's what Jeremy Siegel is saying. He's a longtime bull person. And the S&P 500 index sailed past 2,600 for the first time overnight. So what is your take on the U.S. markets?
Right now, we're in a favorable seasonal period. There's more to go on the upside. It's going to take a lot more for us to get into a real bearish phase. But as we get through the holidays and pass for Thanksgiving, which is a Thursday, then the questions will begin to arise. I do suspect that there's more to go on the upside. There will be more of a bearish sentiment in the market, but right now it's much more bullish. We are seeing some things that we expect to happen over the next 6 to 12 months. Our telecom sector will be broadened to encompass communications. That means creating a new media and entertainment industry group within that, and it will inherit the media companies that currently are classified in the consumer discretionary sector. And after that change, the current telecom stocks will be side-by-side by the likes of advertising, publishing, and interactive media. This is an important change. Another change that we're seeing is more in the internet retail, which is currently a subsidiary sub-industry within the consumer discretionary sector. That will absorb some of the e-commerce companies that are currently in the tech sector. Also, internet and software and services sub-industry and technology will be discontinued, with companies being classified elsewhere. A new tech sub-industry called internet services and infrastructure will also be created. This will affect our markets. It certainly will be a positive for the FANG stocks, but we, at this point, we're in transition. So there's a lot to go on before we get into a more negative phase of our market activity.
Speaking about the FANG stocks, this is Facebook, Amazon, Apple, Netflix, and Google, Google's parent Alphabet. They had a blowout 2017, rising as much as 73%. Do you think their valuations have gone too high? And what are sectors or stocks should investors watch out for?
The FANG stocks are part of the high momentum stocks. What we're going through now, Joyce, is sector rotation, and FANG is currently, given the yield curve that we're seeing now, we do see some activity in the FANG, particularly in Amazon. I mean, we're getting to the shopping season, and Amazon is clearly becoming the choice, much more so than it has in the past. In fact, tonight or this morning, your time, Amazon has now broken through the 1140 level, and that is out of the trading range between 1120 and 1140. So we expect to have Amazon as part of the FANG group have more of a bullish indication over the next, well, at least during our holiday season. Holiday spending plans show that 65% of U.S. adults are likely to shop online. That helps Amazon. Amazon is obviously the top preference. I'm mentioning Amazon because we're seeing more interest and more activity given the season that we're going through, more than the other FANG stocks. So if we're going to play FANG, I would be looking for Amazon on the bullish side.
Thank you, Dodge, and happy Thanksgiving to you and your family. That was Dodge Dolan, Chief Investment Officer of Lender & Fuse Capital Managers in New York.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
E-cigs don't burn tobacco leaves, and they come in lots of flavors. That's what tobacco companies tell you. Here are three things tobacco companies don't say. 1. Many teens don't know their flavored e-cigs have nicotine. 2. Nicotine is a poison that can rewire the teen brain. 3. 80% of kids who tried vaping did it because of the flavors. So even when it tastes like candy, nicotine is brain poison. Go to flavorshookkids.org for more.